pick up another one, that had to feel pretty good at that time of the game again.
I felt great. We had a big gap on the PK. We good step up there. Heady angled him really well, and I just was able to pick it off and go on a breakaway. And fortunate enough to put it upstairs. And
so what are you thinking as you're going down the ice? You had a lot of ice to kind of think about what you're going to do. At what point do you know you're going to make your move?
I don't think. I just go. honestly, I just went, and when I picked up the puck, I actually thought he had a great gap on me, and I thought he was going to... The bottom of the ice was open. It was closed, so I was surprised the puck went that high.
We know the resiliency this team showed the event in Pittsburgh. You played this game without Steven Stamkos, without Anthony Cirelli. To find another team kind of win, another team aspect, what's that mean for this group?
I mean, we're playing well. We're skating. We're playing hard. We're playing hard to play against, because like we close the middle of the ice. We track really hard, and when we do that, it just allows our D to have good gaps, and they probably feel like there's six players on the ice against us, and that's all we want to be playing, and that's all we've been playing lately.
Does that breed confidence through this, you know, 9-game winning streak now?
Yes, it does. I mean, for sure, and there's a lot of guys that stepped up tonight and did a very good job, and I think that just shows the depth of this team, this organization, and it's really exciting to see.
Yeah, you had Cam play forward tonight. You had corner pass up the empty netter to Paquette there. That unselfishness is kind of a theme throughout the team, isn't it?
Yes, it just shows that this team is really close to each other, and we're a really tight group of guys, and that just shows it. And I mean, it's great to see. It's great to be part of it. It's so much fun, and I like what I'm seeing lately.
With all the injuries, some of the younger guys are getting some valuable minutes too, getting a lot of reps out there.
Yes, it is great.
Sorry, Paul. I'm so sorry, Paul.
Yeah, I'll
I go to the penalty box. I feel shame.
I don't think it was
such a good question, too.
I can send it to you.
I forgot the question.
Young guys getting nice.
They stepped up tonight big time, and they did a really good job. Hammond, like in their zone, they just kept the pressure, and they had a bunch of scoring chances, and I mean that's great to see from these guys. They have tremendous speed, and they're using it, and I think that's the biggest value.
I know you're playing well in other areas, even when you weren't scoring in that stretch. But how much did that goal kind of give you a little bit of a lift in terms of the effect of the way you play, give you more confidence when you're coming in on a breakaway like that?
I mean, it does, for sure. It definitely helps having that goal out of the way in Pittsburgh. Like you mentioned, I think I was really focused the past weeks and months. I was really focused on how I could help this team win, and I knew I wasn't going to score like every night, and I was not scoring it at all. And I was just trying my best to help this team win by playing hard to play against, finishing my hits, getting to the front of the net, getting into traffic, playing good on the PK. Those are little things that I got to bring every single night. And I just kept thinking about those things before every game.
Thank you.